Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Pathetic.
Absolutely pathetic.
I'm trying to snap and I don't snap.
You just with your fingers.
That's how I snap. See, I do this finger.
You do your ring finger when you snap?
It doesn't work.
Where are you?
There. Oh, it almost worked. It works on this one.
You fascinate me. Hi, welcome to All Things Internet. What are we? A show.
Podcast.
No, we're a but I always say a show where we talk about positive things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet. I'm Rachel Ballinger.
I'm Gwen Ballinger.
My mom is getting over a cold and I am just starting a cold.
I'm sorry.
So.
I'm going to have to turn. I'm going to have to turn better.
Why? What?
It's hard to go.
Well, okay.
So. Yeah, now we have to move the mic.
There you go.
There you go.
Happy?
Always.
Dog of the day is Blaze Boy. I already took off his collar, guys. I am thinking ahead, and we did it. He already had a stroll today, so he should be good to go. Let's hope. Okay, Mom, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
You're doing good now that your cold is better?
Yep.
It's just that lingering.
It's weird.
What do you mean it's weird?
Colds are weird.
Do you want to
you
elaborate?
You can have the same virus as somebody else, but it hits you different than the other person.
Oh, because your body reacts differently.
Yeah.
It depends on how your body decides to just try to expel it.
It's exactly.
You'd think in 2023, they'd have something that would get rid of colds.
You'd think.
I know it's always changing and becoming something different, but something that you could take that'd be like, yeah, it's going to rid your body of it.
Yeah.
My friend runs an IV business and she just started. And so I'm going to get an IV today. And she's like, yeah, I'll help you out. It'll get rid of your cold. I'm like, will it though?
Let me know.
I'm going to let you know. Because my other friend is a nurse practitioner. No, she's an OBGYN's secondhand. A nurse practitioner. Is that what she is?
Sure.
It's like.
Let's go for it.
I feel like it's something with it. Physician's assistant.
There you go.
That's the one. I was like, it's a P. Physician's assistant. She's a physician's assistant. Yes. And she had a really bad cold last week. And I was like, you need to not go to work if you're that sick. I was like, take a day. She said, you can't take a day in medicine because then all of your clients don't get to be seen and they need to see their doctor. I was like, well, how one ironic is that?
Hey, they're keeping the business going.
They're keeping other people healthy, but at the expense of their health.
But are they also infecting the other people?
Well, of course she wears a mask and gloves and stuff. But she said she was feeling terrible and then someone gave her an IV at work and she felt like a new person.
Yeah.
So are IVs the answer?
Maybe it's just extra liquid.
I think a lot of human problems is that we're just dehydrated.
Probably.
But I know a lot of people who drink gallons of water a day.
Gallons.
You?
Gallons, iced tea, and then water.
I don't.
All day long.
But is it not just being absorbed by our bodies? Is there something where it's too much water?
I laugh it out.
What?
I'm so full of water, so when I laugh.
You pee?
Yeah. It all comes out. That's why I pee when I laugh.
I know. I pee it out. I laugh it out. I laugh it out.
Okay. Laugh it out.
All right. Well, that's fine. So we'll figure out if the IV is the answer because I'm at the day before. I always say my throat feels thick.
Mm.
When you have that extra mucus and it's kind of, it's kind of like just like, my throat feels thick. The insides of my throat feel thick. And then I'm like, oh, tomorrow it's going to start. And then the next day is going to be the worst day. So I'm at the start. Where I'm like, okay, I'm a little tired. My head kind of hurts. My nose is stuffy. I've had to blow it a few times.
Be careful of tomorrow.
And so tomorrow is the day of hell.
Was for me.
So I'm hoping the IV, and she's going to fill it full of vitamins and stuff.
Good.
Rids it.
Good.
Let's test it out. We're testing it out.
I'm curious.
Because he's just stretching, Mom.
Okay.
He's just got stretches to do. He's a busy dog, okay?
So, I thought he was set.
This is what I've learned. Animals, unpredictable.
Animals and children.
Animals and children, you never know. You do the same routine every day, and you're like, great, I know the outcome of this. And then they just decide, nah, I'm going to do something completely different. He refuses to drink the water if it's been left out for more than an hour.
He wants it fresh. Is it tap water?
It's from the hose.
Oh, well.
He's not picky. It's not where the water comes from.
It's not from the toilet.
He just wants, he loves toilet water. Yep.
All animals seem to.
It's got a little essence of flavor. It's like when you put cucumbers in a water. You just kind of taste it. It just tastes a little different. To them, it's refreshing.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway. All right. Do you have anything for therapy this week, Mom?
I do.
Oh!
I'm reading
it. Wait, I just want to read what she wrote for therapy. Therapy. Clipped chicken wings. Problem? Dealt with it. Satisfaction.
There you go. There you go.
You want to elaborate?
They were molting, and then they were, that means they're going to grow their feathers, so then you have to clip them again.
Yeah.
So they don't fly over the fence. And
so this was your therapy?
This, because it was a problem, it was bothering me, and I needed to do it, and it's quite an ordeal to do it.
Yeah, it is.
Corralling them, and then
come here, Blaze.
Picking him up.
He's whining. Come here. He wants you. So
we gathered him up and
clipped him.
Yep. Dad holds him. I spread their wings. Go clip, clip, clip.
You know,
both sides.
You got to see a job done.
It was, yes.
That is satisfactory.
Because and I walked away lighter.
I love that.
I didn't get my wings clipped, but
that's why I love yard work.
Yes.
You can. It's instant gratification. And when you, at the end, you could see your work.
Yes.
And there was a problem. It was overgrown. You fixed it. Immediately done. Because a lot of times.
And they're safe.
Yes. A lot of times with some projects, most of the time, you'll start it and then you run into six other issues and it becomes more frustrating than relaxing.
Yeah.
Cleaning and yard work. You just get it done.
Get her done.
Get her done. It is good. I had therapy Friday. And I was complaining about all the bad things that happened. As you do in therapy, that's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, okay, the last 2 weeks were hell for you. Name all the things you're thankful for in the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
And I was like, fine. And I sat there and I named all the things I was grateful for. So this terrible 2 weeks, actually, there were so many positives that you were just thrown to the side because the terrible things obviously overtake that. So I had to be, and also
count your blessings.
I wouldn't have been thankful. These things I was thankful for wouldn't have shown their face or like me have to be thankful if the bad things didn't happen. But it was nice to be able to be thankful during those moments.
Just like the song.
Be thankful. No.
Count your blessings. Name them one by one. You haven't heard that one?
No.
Oh, it's a little church song.
Oh, I don't know that. He's got a skin tag on his neck that keeps getting bigger. Not too much bigger.
You gave me your booty.
He is sitting on my mom now.
Yes, he is.
That's what he wanted. He just wanted some love.
He's a lap dog.
All right, Mom. It's not time for sponsors yet, so do you want to give us a holiday or two?
I will do that for sure.
You need your glasses. They're on your head.
Oh, today. Well, tomorrow. But today to them.
It's Thursday.
Howl at the Moon Day.
Howl at the Moon Day?
Howl at the Moon. Howl at the Moon Day. It also brings awareness, hopefully for some people, for wolves because they howl at the moon. Our coyotes down the street do all the time.
Yeah. He's looking at me like, what did you just
Mommy,
say to me?
You're speaking my language. Maybe you spoke in his language and you said something that didn't make sense, like when you're speaking in another language and you mess it up, like.
Yes.
I fried Bathroom an egg where, on your head.
Yeah.
Instead of.
I saw a thing today that said, my dog knows a few English words and I know zero dog words. Is my dog smarter than me?
Cute.
Oh, cute, you bubby.
The next day is National Breadstick Day.
Wait, I'm sorry. I have to go back to what you said because I was half listening because Blaze was staring at me. It brings awareness to wolves?
Well, it doesn't.
What? I'm sorry. I let that one slide too quickly.
No. They're hoping people will say, oh, why are we howling? Oh, wolves howl at the moon. Oh, wolves? I don't know about wolves. And people will research wolves. There you go.
Are wolves in a crifes?
Would you say wolves or wolfs?
Wolves. It's with a V. Wolves.
But if it's singular, it's a L-F. Wolf. Wolf.
Welcome to the English language.
Wolves. See, that's weird.
Half and halves.
Yeah. English. Weird.
I don't think, can you put an S at the on an F?
No. Chefs. Yes. Chef.
The chefs. It's not chefs.
Chefs. Yeah, you can.
I don't know why things do what they do. I'm sorry. Do we need to bring awareness to wolves?
No. I don't think anymore.
Okay. I was just wondering. I wanted to know what the awareness was for. It's okay. We can keep going, though.
We're so good here. National Breadstick Day. Do you love a good breadstick?
I do love a good breadstick.
Do you like the hard breadsticks or those ones that are at that restaurant that's Italian that I can't remember the name of?
Olive Garden.
That's it.
Obviously, I love Olive Garden.
Ah, the breadsticks are good. I should make those.
Yes, you should. Why? Who's stopping that you? Out.
Okay, next week.
I just love that Blaze's butt is just on you.
It's
on you. He needed that.
On me. 29th, International Internet Day.
International Internet Day?
Mm-hmm. Not just national. International.
And what do we do with that day?
Don't know. Probably go on the internet.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Sorry, I was adjusting the microphones.
October 31st. Carve a pumpkin day.
Are you speaking? I don't know if your mic speak loudly.
I am speaking now.
Yeah, look at, okay, this was you speaking.
Oh.
And then that is you speaking correctly.
Okay.
See, you gotta look, you gotta have your microphone in your mouth.
There,
and then
is
talk.
That better?
Yes, that okay. is better. See how that's
Gosh,
doing
so
things
so many things
now.
To look at. That and then remembering the camera's
you
over
don't
there.
You have to remember the camera.
But I talk to you, so I just look at you.
I know, but you'll do this.
Carve a pumpkin
you'll
day.
You'll talk here, and the microphone won't pick it up because you're here.
Ah.
You gotta be in front of the microphone.
I liked the visual. That works.
There you go. Don't be here.
Don't be here.
Here.
Don't be here. Be right here.
There you go. See, look at how beautiful all the spikes are. That's
so
what
pretty.
You want. You want the spikes.
So pretty.
Okay, well.
Okay. Carve a pumpkin day. I see you've already carved some.
I do.
What? I noticed them and I go, oh, those are going to go bad before Halloween.
Yeah, they are. That's such a talk show host thing.
Oh,
like,
that's sorry.
A transition. Babies, you have those, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, my friends, this last weekend, we wanted to just, Abby decided she really... What are
I'm
you doing?
I'm tucking on my throat lozenge and I don't want you to hear
her,
it.
Her neck shot back and just stayed a foot away from the microphone. That's fine. Okay. Anyway, this last weekend, Abby really wanted to do a festive thing. And she said, I want to have a cheese board and I want to do fall things. And we were like, okay. And so we texted our friends and said, cheese boards and pumpkin carving. And they said, bring your own pumpkin. I said, yeah. So...
That's
Everyone
great.
Everyone just came over and carved a bunch of pumpkins. We don't expect them to last. Actually, half our friends took theirs home and they all rotted last night.
Yep.
Just extreme fuzz rot molding real quick. She said they were crisp last night. And then this morning she woke up, they were mush.
Ooh.
How did that happen so fast?
I don't know, but give them to your chickens.
Mom, we don't have those.
I know, but if you had just like two... Then you
I don't want a chicken.
You can give
I don't want any chickens.
Your fruit scraps.
I have enough animals.
Okay. Okay.
We're whispering now.
She already carved her pumpkin.
I did.
Are you going to carve more?
Probably not. I'm busy.
Okay.
Okay.
But not on Halloween?
No.
On October 31st?
No. We set out a table full of candy and no one's looking at anything else but the candy.
That's true.
So...
That's true. November 2nd, Deviled Eggs Day. I had to put that one in there.
Okay. I was sent a TikTok.
I loved
that. That was this lady saying, being an adult is realizing I can make deviled eggs whenever I want.
Exactly.
It does not have to be for Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter. It does not have to be a major holiday or a get-together. As an adult, you can just make deviled eggs.
They're so good.
They're delicious.
They're so good. Especially... If you have chickens,
oh my God.
You use the Mom. Eggs from your chickens. So good. You don't need chickens. You have my eggs.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, just steal your eggs.
No, I freely give them.
That's true.
Yeah.
I had to buy eggs the other day.
Rachel.
I ran out.
I gave you 2 dozen last week.
Yeah, and you only gave me 1 dozen this week.
Because you didn't say anything, so I thought, oh, I better play it safe and bring you 1 dozen.
I thought the 2 dozen was standard now, Mom.
I now know. I stand corrected. Probably because they gave you some little ones too, huh?
The banny eggs.
Yeah.
I hate that I know chicken types now. All right, before we move on, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor, sponsor!
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
All right. Top trends on the internet. Don't say there were none.
Oh, what I saw?
Oh, okay. We have some today. Okay, great.
So many more ads. It's driving me insane.
That's because they're going to try and push the ad-free versions of stuff.
Oh, it's driving me nuts.
It's not just ads. It's the people who have...
commissions. They get little commissions.
Thing. Oh, my God.
It just doesn't stop. And I never noticed it until you said something. And I'm going, oh, there's more and more and more.
I can't trust anyone that's getting commission off of it. And I know I say that as someone... Honestly, I keep forgetting to put the links on my videos. I will give a true... Mm-hmm. Review through and through, unless I'm saying this video is sponsored by.
Right.
If it's just if I just have an affiliate link, I am not going to convince you to buy something using that link. Did he fart? Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Mom.
It's okay.
His butt is 6 inches from your face. He is unfazed. I am so sorry.
He feels better.
That's really why he was whining. Oh, God. He's mad at you for moving. He said, can you be still, please? I'm sleeping.
I fanned it. So that's what looks like a turkey leg.
Yeah, he's thick boy. Okay. I don't know what we were talking about. Oh, but
commissions.
So I'll give a true review through and through, whether it's an affiliate link or not on my stuff. But I understand people are trying to make money. Mm-hmm. So they're going to say they like a product if they can get commission for it on TikTok. And it's
like commission, ad, commission, oh, and then a TikTok.
Yes. It's never ending. I don't like it. Also, I think I posted it yesterday. Did I? Yeah. I did a video where I bought things from the TikTok shop and reviewed them. It's crap quality.
Oh.
It's the cheap websites, Wish, I forgot, Shein, all the crappy websites where you can buy things for $1 or whatever. It's that product. The material for clothing is crap. The products are, is that from the TikTok shop, Mom? She just pointed to her shirt.
But it's from one of the things you
said.
Yeah,
it's just, it's bad. It's bad quality stuff. It's overstock. It's not great. I'm sure there are a few great quality products on there, but I don't know. And I'm sure there are people who are doing honest reviews and it happens to be really great stuff, but I'm going to have a hard time believing it.
I get tricked though, because I won't look below and I just watch it and I go, oh, that's cool. Cause I think, oh, it's a real true review of something that they're not getting paid for or whatever. Yeah. And then you go to the bottom and you go, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep. Anyway. All right. So that was your trend?
And Britney Spears. She's trending.
For what?
She wrote a book.
Oh, she did write a book? And she roasted Justin Timberlake in it? I didn't read anything into that. She's just existing to me now.
She's living her life. She's allowed to live her life now.
I know. She's getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
I have to sneeze and it's just not going to happen.
Oh, stare at a light.
Nope.
There we go.
Oh God, I couldn't get to my shirt in time. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
My necklace caught me. I'm sorry, Blaze. Well, I sneezed on Blaze and now he's kicking you over it. Oh, that felt so good. Okay. The things I saw trending.
Yes.
Jada from Will Smith and Jada Smith. I don't know if she has his last name. I think so. Jada Pinkett Smith? Pinkett?
Something like that.
I don't know her name. Anyway, she just keeps getting interviewed. And every interview just gets, she just says the most outlandish things. And this last one, everyone just is done. They're just done, apparently. She said that her and Tupac, you know Tupac, the rapper that died way back in the day? She said that she visited him at Rikers and he proposed to her. And then people did a deep dive and said that literally could not have happened. He was at Rikers for 1 month and she was nowhere near Rikers and was actually like, her whole schedule can be found as to what she was doing that 1 month that he was at Rikers. She never could have visited him. And also he was engaged and madly in love with his fiance at the time. So who was visiting him every day when he was in Rikers. So everyone was like, what are you saying? What are you saying? And then apparently she said, these aren't even Will's kids. And everyone's like, what is going on? Everyone's just done with her. They're like, can people please stop interviewing her? Please stop giving her a microphone. What is happening? So of course there's a bunch of memes going around, like saying Carlton got the last laugh because he's got a beautiful big family now and everything's put together and Will Smith is just getting shaded by Jada every 2 seconds. So anyway, that all was going around. Then there is a TikTok, this girl named Susie, who starts her TikTok, everyone's stitching it. She goes, call me crazy, but I've never liked store-bought pesto. And then it's a TikTok.
Okay.
It's a TikTok of her making pesto. But everyone's stitching it, being like, oh my God, you're so crazy, Susie. But let me tell you this. And then they start telling a crazy story. That's a huge trend right now. Because never liking store-bought pesto is not crazy. And she's a very sweet girl. It was... And no one's trying to shade her, but it just kind of became a joke.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, that is so crazy. I can't top that. But here's this other crazy story I've heard. And then people are just saying outlandish things. And then the other thing I saw trending was there's this girl wearing high heels, jean shorts, a tight orange tank top, mm-hmm. a trucker hat. She's got her hair curled to perfection. She's wearing jewelry, has a little clutch purse. And she stands back and she goes... She's doing an outfit of the day type of thing.
Okay.
She's just filming her outfit. She stands back. She goes, and I quote, I feel like a mom picking up her kids from school. She thinks that's what she looks like.
No, I've never worn that, picking your kids up from school.
So moms are stitching it, wearing the things that they truly pick their kids up in. Sweats.
I love it.
Robes.
Yes.
Sneakers. Just the outfit saying, I am trying to survive. Did he fart again? I am so sorry.
It's quite all right. My dog does the same thing.
I don't smell it, but I also, my nose is stuffy at the moment. You gonna survive?
Yeah, it's fine. Keep going.
Okay.
I just had to waft it for a sec.
Okay. Anyway. So
that's cute.
So all the moms are stitching. We're like, you know, I wear that same thing all the time. It's just in the dirty clothes. And it's that what she thinks she looks like is like the Desperate Housewives.
Oh.
Or the Real Housewives. Okay. Yeah, you know. When they're not actually doing the work, it's Hollywood's version of a mom.
Okay.
Not real moms. Real moms don't look like that when they're trying to survive.
And in the morning, you don't even get out of the car.
No.
Oh, no. Because you're probably still in your jammies.
Yeah. You're trying to get them dressed. Yes. You don't have time to get yourself
exactly.
dressed.
Exactly.
All right. So that's all. Those are the trends I saw. The mom, the pesto girl, and Jada just... saying outlandish things in interviews.
Maybe she's tired of being interviewed. I guess then she could say, I don't want to be interviewed.
No, she loves it.
Oh.
People are starting to think that she's just a compulsive liar. This is all alleged stuff.
I don't know.
Maybe she did visit Tupac. Who knows?
We don't know. We don't know her every move.
We do not. We were not there.
No.
But it all seems a little sus. It just seems sus, you know? All right. Mom, did you learn anything on the internet this week?
I did.
Tell me everything.
You know the hand mixers that I use to make deviled eggs?
Yeah.
The hand ones that you plug in the wall, not the big mix master.
Yeah, a hand mixer. Electric hand mixer.
Got it. You take one of those blades and you stick it in a drill somehow.
Mom, you're proving that you don't watch my videos.
Oh, I haven't.
Is it to get out the pumpkin guts?
Yes. Is that where I saw it before? I saw it again. Some guy was doing it. And I'm like, this looks so familiar, but I've never seen this before.
I did it. I did a pumpkin carving hack.
When was this?
about a month ago or 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Well, that must be where I saw it. That fever has probably messed up my head.
Whoa, it'll get you. So yeah, you.
That was pretty cool.
I didn't think it worked very well.
Oh, really? I'm glad you tried it so I don't have to.
It didn't really work.
Oh.
It just, what you need is a metal scraper, a metal pumpkin scraper. Those work. It'll
not
take you.
Not the plastic ones.
Not plastic. They're terrible.
I've used metal spoons, but I feel like it needs to have a little grip on it.
That's why you have to get the metal scraping ones, the ones specifically for pumpkins that are metal.
I haven't seen a metal one.
I have one. It's amazing. You'll get your pumpkin cleaned out in less
than
a
minute. I need to borrow it since you're not doing any more pumpkins. Hello.
Will I get it back?
Of course.
Okay, then yeah, you can borrow all my stuff.
I'll see you next week.
It doesn't mean that you're going to bring it.
Absolutely. I bring you eggs.
This is true.
I'll just tape it to the egg box.
Just tape it to the egg box. Okay, you're more than welcome to borrow my stuff.
Yes.
All right.
What else did I learn?
I don't know. That's what I was going to ask. Mom, you have glasses. Why are you squinting? Your glasses are on your head. Put them on your face.
Dogs are colorblind.
You didn't know that?
Oh, I didn't know that. This guy kept throwing his dog a red ball, and it just blended in with his grass, and the dog couldn't find it.
You didn't know dogs are colorblind?
I did not know that. Thank you, TikTok.
This is why I don't think common knowledge is a thing.
I did not know. Now my brain goes, I wonder what birds see. I wonder what ants see. Spiders with all the eyeballs.
I have a really hard time understanding how animals think because they don't have an internal dialogue.
Or do they?
But what are they thinking in? You think in the language that you know. So babies don't have an internal dialogue either. Blaze is just having another stretch moment.
It's okay.
He's really pushing against you. His belly must hurt. He's just trying to work another toot out.
I know.
I'm waiting for it.
I'm muffling it.
Hovering over his butt to block the scent.
I'm muffling it.
Oh my God. So I struggle understanding how people's or animals or human, just brains, how brains work.
Sometimes we think, well, how are those humans thinking?
Well, yeah. And then, you know, how does a brain work if there's no internal dialogue speaking in the language in which you speak? My thoughts are my words that I'm thinking. I hear them.
Ruff, 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 ruff.
What, is he ruff, 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 ruff?
He's probably ruffing in his head.
Is he a ruff, ruff? Oh, there, he got you. He got you good.
One was the worst. I'm going to foof it to you.
I can't smell anything
right
now.
Oh my gosh. You are worse than Cinderella. No, he's not actually.
Oh, Cinderella. Man. Oh. I told you he was working one out when he did that kick.
I'm going to have to check the side of my pants when he gets up. That one's like, holy moly.
Did you chew on Grandma? He looks sad about it. He's like, oh, guys, don't embarrass me when the camera's on. Oh, poor guy. All right. Well, I tried that TikTok lens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it.
A lens?
There's a TikTok filter. Sorry. Oh. A TikTok filter that shows you what your dog sees color-wise.
Oh, TikTok has filters? Okay, I just figured out how to send myself favorites, so let's not complicate my life anymore yet.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. We don't need to teach you anything. But there's a filter that you can put on it. It's supposed to show you everything that a dog sees, color-wise.
Oh.
And Abby and I tried it last night. We don't believe it.
Really?
We don't believe it.
You don't believe they're colorblind?
No, I believe they're colorblind, but I don't believe the filter is super accurate.
Ah.
It just makes everything gray, blue, and yellow.
Yeah. Colorblind.
But can't colorblind people see a little bit different?
They can't see the street lights. They're different. Yeah. Haven't you seen those when they get the really cool glasses that make them see
what
in color?
Colors can colorblind. That's just a weird sentence. People see. I think they can see a little bit. A limited range of colors. Red to green color blindness makes it hard to tell the difference between red and green. Blue-yellow color blindness is less common and makes it hard to distinguish between blue, green, and yellow and red. Okay, so it's just, they're just different. They can see black, white, and shades of gray?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. They're unable to fully see red, green, or blue light. I don't know. There's a lot of different versions of it, apparently. Okay.
But the dog's color blindness is, I think they can see blue and green.
They can see blue, yellow, and gray.
Yeah. Yeah. I was fascinated by it. Oh, but I then it not. Makes you think about what
that,
what
that,
does
this that is a creature common see? Knowledge. Well, it made me believe the college knowledge is not a thing.
Well, not common knowledge unless you're interested in the subject.
But that's why the people...
Why would I know?
Common knowledge is supposed to be things that everybody just knows because it's common. That's not real.
But why would it be common for a person that never owned a dog to have to know why
that
a dog...
But that's exactly what I'm saying.
Mm.
We're circling the same point, Mom.
Okay.
That common knowledge doesn't exist because it depends yes. on where you live. Who you grew up with, what religion you are.
And what interests you have.
Exactly. Did yeah. you go to public or private school? Did you, is your dad a plumber or is he a lawyer? You're
true.
Going to know common.
Different thing.
Yes. Common knowledge is not, in fact, a thing.
Right.
That's
other than be nice.
Well, no, a lot of people don't even
think they to know have that, to apparently. Know it. They have to know it. They're just ignoring it or forgetting it.
Yeah. All right. Did you learn anything else?
No, I think those were my tooth learners things.
I learned that we're not cleaning ourselves properly.
Did I send you that TikTok?
I
sent it to
did.
You.
Yes, you did.
Oh,
you did.
She was hilarious.
So it is a stereotype that white people don't use washcloths to clean themselves.
I use a washcloth.
Do you use the same one every time?
Absolutely not.
You use it and then use a different one the next time?
Absolutely.
So... there's something called the African, hold on, I don't remember the name. I wrote it down. The African net sponge that people are raving about on TikTok right now.
Mm-hmm.
But people are realizing more and more, loofahs hold bacteria.
But the
African
does not.
Net sponge does not. And then people are saying you should use a washcloth, use a scraper, scrubber, brush thing for your back. We have a bunch of dead skin build up on us, and that's what's clogging our pores. So if you want smooth skin, and other cultures are showing, there's a Korean scrub sponge
yes,
thing.
Yes, yes, yes,
and
yes.
All these cultures are showing this is what we clean ourselves with, and white Americans are standing there with our hands. And they're like, y'all are dirty. You're filthy. Just scrape the back of your neck and see the filth under your fingernails. Wipe inside your ears. You shouldn't have stuff. Nothing should be on your fingers after you scrape yourself. And now I'm like, well, I've been called out. I now need to go buy things. But loofahs are out. Loofahs hold bacteria. So washcloths. I want to get the African net sponge and see how that works. I'm going to get a back scrubber thing. I want to get everything. I want to try it because I learned,
maybe that'll help your booty.
Yeah, I ran out of my butt lotion.
Your booty cream?
It was working, but I ran out. So I've ordered two more bottles, and that's all. That's why I get here today. I also learned how to remove an eye contact without putting your finger in your eye. So a lot of people want to wear contacts, whether that be colored or just because they need it.
Oh,
what, Mom?
Say you don't do contacts anymore, girl.
I don't, but I had no problem sticking my finger in my eye to get it out. That doesn't gross me out or creep me out or scare me. To a large population, it does.
It does. Mm-hmm.
And so someone showed a hack. What you do is you use your middle finger, grab your bottom, outside of your bottom eyelid, pull down and out, grab the top outer eyelid, pull up and to the out, and then you blink while looking into your nose and the contact will fall right out. It just pops right out and people tried it. So
did you want to try it? Did you try
it? No. So pull the bottom lid down and out, then and then while you're holding that, the top lid up and out. And while you're still holding both those two, then blink while looking towards your nose.
Okay. Do you have any old contacts laying around?
No.
Oh, you should try
it. It was a ceremonial moment when I got to throw those away.
Yeah.
Man. Contacts ruled me for so long.
They did.
Well,
they did.
I think I got them when I was 12, 13, 12, 13.
How long did you wear glasses? You got glasses
It was between
7th
and 8th grade. It was between 7th and 8th grade.
Yes.
Which is 13, I think.
13 is 8. So 12. You were 12 when you got glasses.
12, and then I was 30 or 31 when I got.
You had contacts in high school, didn't you?
Yeah. So I was 31 when I got my laser.
LASIK.
So almost 20 years? 19 years? 19 years of contacts and glasses.
Long time.
It's a long time. So I clearly have no issue poking myself in the eye. And then I also learned SodaStream bottles expire.
SodaStream. What's a SodaStream?
Carbonating water.
Okay.
So I have one. So it's you. There's these plastic bottles and you stick them in this thing and there's a cartridge in the back and then mm-hmm. you press a button and it carbonates your water for you.
Okay. SodaStream. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And people can add flavors to it and mm-hmm. stuff. Well, someone noticed that there was an expiration date on her bottle. So she made a TikTok about it and everyone then in the comments started freaking out. Oh my God, mine's expired. And it's not that she thought, oh, it might be the microplastics are starting to get in the water then. No, it loses its structural integrity and can blow up while you're doing the carbonation.
Oh no.
So if you have a SodaStream, check the expiration on your bottle. They're really cheap on Amazon. If we're not pointing fingers, my SodaStream bottle might have melted in the dishwasher. And no fear, Amazon had me two new ones for relatively cheap. I think maybe $12.
Nice.
The next day.
So there you go.
If yours is expired, don't stress. Just get some new ones if you're able. Ones. And then the last thing I learned is don't leave your pasta or rice out for more than 2 hours.
Yes.
And then eat it because there's this bacteria thing that build up and someone died from eating fried rice she left out.
Yeah.
So
stick it in the fridge.
Stick it in the fridge or throw it away. 2 hours max for pasta and rice.
Oh, but those leftovers are so good.
Oh, yeah. So just put it in the fridge. If you put it in the fridge and heat it back up, you're fine.
So
you just
good.
Don't leave it on the counter.
Right.
All right. Those are the things I learned. And before we move on, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor. I have to change the battery, too. Hi-ho, hi-ho. It's after work we go. With a hee-hi-ho and a ho-hi-hee-hi-ho. I don't have any new updates, do you?
Updates. Yes.
Oh, she has one.
Covering one eye for me did not work when I couldn't sleep.
I didn't think about it. I never did it. I've been so tired, I've been able to just fall asleep on command.
It just made me madder, and then I couldn't get to sleep. This isn't working. Nope, still not working.
All right, frustrating. So that one has been debunked.
For me, it may work for someone else because we're all different.
So if someone else wants to try it, is there anyone out there that works for? And then I'm going to need every piece of information about you so I can understand why it worked for you and not my mother.
Oh, probably something in the brain.
Are you stubborn? Do you have ADHD? Or do you have anxiety? Do you have OCD? Okay. Well, I have no new updates.
I'm sorry.
Unless I was supposed to do something last week.
You updated your booty.
I did update my booty. I ran out of lotion. The lotion works, but there's not a lot of, I read this on the reviews. I'll finish a sentence eventually. When purchasing this lotion the first time around, people said there's not a lot of lotion in the bottle. And when I got it, I was like, they're idiots. This is a huge bottle.
Ugh.
But there wasn't a lot of lotion in the bottle. So it's going to be an expensive upkeep.
Yeah. That's frustrating. When you buy a bottle of lotion and it's only like, the bottle's big and it's like only 2/3 full.
Yes.
And then I've discovered this. I don't know why that took me so long. Common knowledge I didn't have. When you get down to the bottom of like a hand lotion bottle, it doesn't get the whole like 1/4 of a bottle out. I cut it open and I was not going to let them. Let me throw that away.
There's these things. I actually have some extras you could take. It turns it into a squirt bottle and you can store it upside down and then you squirt it out.
I even tipped it upside down. Lubriderm lotion.
Oh, I know. You love a Lubriderm lotion.
Extra hydrating old skin Lubriderm lotion. To put it, because usually that works, you know, when you're doing shampoos, transferring.
Yeah.
Nope. It just stayed up there. In the bottom of the bottle.
All right. Well, that's when you got to get the scissors and cut that open. You were mad.
I'm not going to waste this.
No wasting it. Okay. I'm getting eyelash extensions on Friday. Did he fart again? Blaze, buddy.
Okay, next week, I get his head.
Why are you shooting on grandma so much, buddy? That's not nice. I know. He's smiling.
Okay, you're getting eyelash extensions? Is that what you just said?
I'm getting eyelash extensions on Friday.
Birdie.
I was supposed to get them 2 Fridays ago, but I had to cancel. And now I'm excited I'm going to get them. I have had them once before, They looked great, but you are not allowed to rub your eyes.
Couldn't do it.
And I, since getting eye surgery, no longer rub my eyes because I wasn't allowed to. I broke the habit. You know what habit I'm trying to break?
Oh, tell me.
Peeing in the shower.
Why? Why break it?
Because it's bad for you.
Why?
This is why you pee every time you laugh, Mom.
I have bladder control. I can clench. I can clench.
Okay.
Kegels.
Right. Do your Kegels. But when you pee in the shower, this is a huge thing. A profession TikTok taught me exists is a pelvic floor specialist, which helps women if there's some women whose vaginas are not broken, but are way too tight, which makes sex extremely uncomfortable or even just painful. Mm-hmm. Inserting a tampon is extremely painful. Mm-hmm. And then they also help with bladder control. And they do a lot of things, but
right.
These are the things I've heard them help people with. And so if you pee in the shower, one, you're training your body that every time you get into a body of water to pee. And,
well, not in a pool.
Okay. And then... to each his own. But then also, when you pee in the shower, it's warm.
Mm-hmm.
And your muscles all relax. And then they never... Because it's all warm and you are relaxed, peeing standing up, your muscles don't tighten up. So you actually lose muscle ability to clench back up. And also, standing while peeing is bad for your whole track system.
If it's just once in the morning?
Yes, Mom.
But the rest of the day I'm peeing on the toilet.
It doesn't matter. You're...
Well, then I'll do my Kegels in the shower after I pee in the shower.
Just don't pee in the shower, Mom.
So I don't feel clean unless I've got everything out.
Pee on the in the toilet and then step into the shower.
I could do that.
Yeah, I think you could. I think that's a real possibility. But do I want to?
No. I've gone this long.
Okay, I just realized that I was a 30-year-old jumping on trampoline, peeing with every jump. I was like, I have to make a change here. That's not normal. And I've started to pee a little when I sneeze. And I'm like, that, no.
I will not be my mother.
I coughed the other day and pee came out. And I said, no, I am stopping this. I am not going to pee in the shower anymore. I'm going to do my Kegels and I'm going to clench and cut it off halfway through my pee, hold it for 10 seconds, and then start peeing again.
I've done that.
So I'm going to do my exercises.
Okay, you do it, girl.
And I will update you on my abilities to hold my urine.
Control.
You don't have bladder control.
No, I don't.
And I'm okay with it. Pee in the shower, Mom. So this is a habit I am forming.
Good for you.
Oh, all right. Do you have anything that made you smile on the internet this week?
I did.
What? Tell me.
Okay, I'm going to butcher this so bad.
I'm excited.
This lady says... I don't know what she said, but on the wall, you know how you have on the wall, you mark how tall your kids are getting?
Did they mark how low her boobs got?
Oh, you just said it. It was so funny.
Yes.
It was so funny.
Yeah,
sorry.
You've seen a yearly that the mark goes down.
Down.
So the year goes up, but the mark goes down.
Until she goes, the new owners are going to be so confused. Till she walked up and then measured where...
where the nipple goes. That is.
Oh my gosh, I thought I was going to die laughing.
That is one thing where I'm like, I am glad I have itty bitty titties.
That was funny.
They're not going to droop as much.
I thought it was hilarious.
But it's fine. Drooping boobs is just completely normal.
Yeah.
It's completely normal.
Part of life.
Part of life. Who cares?
But that made me laugh.
Yes, that is very funny. Okay.
Old lady
humor.
When
the mighty have fallen. Something that made me say I saw memes. These are all memes I saw.
Memes.
So Britain, there's no video. Someone said, I want a baby, but man, it's so hard to put on their shoes. And someone replied, yeah, they just sit there while you're struggling.
Yes.
They don't help you with a thing. And then someone else said, just sitting there holding a Cheeto you gave them 3 hours ago. I love that. That's what's stopping them from having a child is the shoes. And I saw this is old, but I just saw it resurface and it made me laugh. A man stole a car and then while he was stealing it, he realized there was a baby inside. So he went back, returned the baby, scolded the parents for leaving the car unattended with a baby inside, and then proceeded to steal the car again. And I think that's hilarious. Because standards, Morals. Don't hurt a baby. Babies are always off limits. Don't hurt a baby. Don't hurt a child.
Okay. Yeah. But steal a car.
Yeah.
No, don't steal cars. Don't do that.
But like, I just like, yeah, even this thief has some standards.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I like that. I like that a lot. All right. I think I gave my confession is that I've been losing bladder control somehow.
That is your confession.
I peed a little today when I sat down for no reason. Just a little pee came out.
Oh, gosh. Well, you better start clenching, girl.
I've started clenching as we're podcasting. I'm going to have the... Okay. Doing Kegels
there
right now.
There you go.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
We...
Same.
I hate this. That's just weird. Don't look at me. Don't look at me, please.
Okay. My confession. Oh, no. Mine was that the flu knocked me on my bootay.
On your bootay?
For a whole day.
I don't want that to happen to me.
No.
I'm excited to get an IV. And I will report back.
Good.
Yeah. All right. Then I think that's the whole kit and caboodle for today.
The whole ball of wax.
Is that the last one of this month? Yeah. So we only have 2 more months of this podcast.
That's only 8 more.
That is only 8 more podcasts, y'all.
Only 8 more.
So I hope you're enjoying it.
Yes. I am. Are you?
I am. I'm having fun.
Are you?
Are you all doing it? Yes. But reminder, when this podcast ends, Rachel Uncensored will go to weekly instead of every other week. So nice. Wait, when someone says bi-weekly.
Every other week.
And not, but not, or what if it's twice a week?
Hmm. I don't know. Twice weekly.
Okay.
Bi-weekly is every other. Bi-monthly, that's every other.
That's not twice a month?
Bi-monthly. Oh, I don't know. We're going to have to Google that ish up.
Should I do it right now?
Do it. They want to know.
I think they do. Okay. Bi-weekly. Done, produced, or occurring every 2 weeks or twice a week.
Oh!
It's either...
That's confusing.
How are you supposed to know?
Take this medicine bi-weekly. Then you'd be messing up.
You would if you didn't know the right one.
You'd be overdosing or not even getting enough.
You have a 50-50 chance of screwing up.
Yeah.
I don't like those odds.
Me either.
So when someone says bi-weekly,
ask.
Clarify that.
Yeah.
Clarify it for your own sake. Did he fart again? We're going to end this here. I love you guys. Thanks for listening or watching. Please subscribe or follow. I'm sorry. I'll put some flowers around his butt next time. I don't know what got
into
him.
No, you're getting it next time.
I'm getting the butt next time.
I'll take his ass.
I should have taken it. I can't smell anything today.
Exactly.
But again, you can't force a dog to do something. You can't make him put his head over there. He'll get back up and put it over here if that's what he decides.
No.
I think he's got a new skin tag. He's starting to get all the skin tags and stuff.
Yeah.
I've been playing with it because I don't know what it is. Yep, that's a skin tag. Blaze, you're getting old, man. You're getting old. I love you guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.